Okay, let's get into our discussion of Tehillim Perek Tzadi Dalad 94. This is the next one of, remember, the 11 prakim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. This is the fifth of the 11 prakim. This, according to the Medrash, is connected to God, which is about connected Eliyahu HaNavi. According to one day, is from Sheva God, and Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come in the future and finish off and pun the Bizman Azeh, that all the Rishayim will get punished and all of the Tzaddikim will get rewarded. V'chulus. This is the Yom of Wednesday, the long Yom, Kel Mekamos Hashem. Why is this the Yom of Wednesday? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Wednesday is the date that the sun and the moon and the stars were created, and that's connected to the beginning of the roots of Avodah Zarah, that they started worshiping, like the Rambam describes, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that they started by recognizing that the sun and the moon and the stars were servants of Hashem, and they figured that Hashem would want them to serve his servants, but then they forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they just worshipped the luminaries. And that's what the Gemara says here, Rosh Hashanah Laman Allah, Barvi Hay Omrim Kel Nekamos Hashem, Al Shem, this is what the Leviim sung, Al Shem Shebara Chama V'Levana V'Asid Li Para Me'ovdehem. And Hashem will, in the future, repay and punish them from those that serve these luminaries. And again, the Rambam says that it didn't start off bad. I mean, it already was pointing in the bad direction, but it started off as still connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But eventually, that was a slippery slope, and it less, right? That's what the Rambam says. V'bei Enosh to b'nei Adam to is gedola. The days of Enosh, pretty early on in world history, there was a major mistake. V'nivara itzas chach me'oso hador. The Enosh atzmo menatom. Enosh was one of those who was making a mistake. This was the mistake, the first step. It wasn't just a chait, it was a mistake first, a step in the wrong direction. V'amru, ha'wil v'ha keil bara kochavim elu. They recognized Hashem. So they were from Adam. Adam gave him that Mesorah. Since Hashem created these stars. V'galgalim lahanigas ha'olam. V'nasnam bimarom. And he put them in up high. V'chalak lam kavod. He gives them kavod, right? He has their own orbits. V'heim shamashim ha'mishamshim lefanav. Re'uyim heim. If it's true that Hashem gives them all this kavod, so it must be that they are ra'ui to praise. Re'uyim heim l'shabcham. U'lefa'aram. V'lachlok lam kavod. V'zeo ratzon ha'kel barachu. This is what it must be what Hashem wants. L'gadel u'lechabed misha gidzlo v'kibdo. No, whoever Hashem is begadel mechabed, so do we should. Kamosha Hamelach wrote sel lechabed avadav, the ha'omdim lefanav, v'zeu kvodesh Hamelach. Right, it's a covet of the Melach to give a covet to his servants. Kivat she'ala darazel libam hitchil livnos lekochavim hechalos. They started serving and worshiping. Even though they knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning, they started worshiping these stars and building heichals to these stars. Ulahakriv lahem karbanos, ulashabcham, ulafaram, bidvarim, ulashtachlos lamulan, kedei lahasig ratzon habore, bedai tamara, v'zeo ikar avodah zarah. And this is how it all started. V'kachim omrim ovdeha hayodim ikara. Lo shem omrim she'ein sham elo kochav zeh. It's not that they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hushir b'yom omer, milo yoracham elach hagayim ki l'cha yasa. And that's once it started to stretch, so then that's where the mistake, that was the first mistake, and then it turned into sin. This parak is about the Rishoyim that Hashem is going to take revenge from, or punishment. First, it talks about the Maisim of the Rishoyim. It talks about how it doesn't make sense to believe that Hashem is not going to punish. Hashem doesn't know. You think that Hashem just created the world and left. Doesn't make any sense. Hashem will always be with Am Yisrael, and even though we're downtrodden, and even though we're pushed down, there's going to come a time, and at the end, towards the end of the parak, it's unclear if it's the past or it's the future, but either way, the Mizamer, the author, has trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ultimately Hashem will be and has been the protector and the shield, and the Rishon will get their due in due time. That is what the Perek is about. So we start off, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. Again, the double phrase, like we had some of the double phrases in the last Perek as well. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, darshins that Nekama has a place too. Nekama has a place too. You see, Nekama is surrounded by Kel. Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel says, Gedola, well, see what it says first, Gedola Dea. Kel Deos Hashem. The word Dei appears between two names of Hashem. And the Gemara then says, Mikadol Mikdash, Shenasam Bein Shtei Osios. Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. Kodinli Yadecha. Amar Balazar. And then the Gemara says, I'm sorry, where's the Lashon here? Rav Gedola Nekama, Sheninda Bein Shtei Osios, Shenemar Kel Nekamos Hashem. So is Nekama really great? So the Gemara says, yeah. B'milsa Mia Gedoli, in its proper usage, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then it is appropriate. But again, it's Gemara says that the B'makam Rashi, B'makam Shetzricha Nekama, Davar Gadol Hu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu has to take Nekama, it's a Davar Gadol, against those that violate his will. But again, it's one of the few midas maybe that we shouldn't copy, because it's hard for us to do proper, or impossible for us to do a proper nekama, as the Sefer Chinuch expresses in the mitzvah of nekama, that it's challenging. But we have to try to view ourselves, as the Sefer Chinuch there says, as both subjects and objects, right? As an object, it was meant to happen. As a subject, the other person will have to stand in punishment for it. So again, that's something, the chinuch that we mentioned in the past. I don't want to get to it right. I'm not going to get back into it right now. So the parak says, Hashem is the vengeful God. He nasi shofet haaretz, the shofet, the judge of the land. Hashem, please raise yourself up. Hashem gmul al geyim. Please give gmul. Please give punishment to those who raise themselves up. Ad masay rishon masem. Because you have to go, how long? How long are the rishon going to prosper? Right, similar to the previous parak. Ad masay rishon yaloza. How long will they be with simcha? Yabiu, they express. Yadabru asak, they speak falsehood. Yis amru, they raise themselves up. Yis amru kol poale oven. Amcha yin Hashem yidaku. What do they do? And they crush us. They crush your nation. Amcha Hashem yidaku. Venachalascha ya'anu. And their nachala ya'anu, they torture. Look in the Radak. He talks about how Jews are always the downtrodden, the unfortunate, says the Radak. Well, he says that it's about the Jews in general, and especially about those who are more subject to these types of situations. They have nobody to stand up for them. Right, let's read the next pasuk for a second. Almana v'ger yaharogu, the widows and the gerim yaharogu, they kill v'ritzomim yaratzeichu, and they murder the orphans because nobody has to be able to stand up for them. Says Rashi, Almana v'ger hager hu Yisrael hashabal is gorbi eracheres. The Jews are always considered strangers. Shelo garu sham avosav v'u chalush she'ein lo sham makir mekrovim. Nobody stand up for them. L'ficha hargam osav ki enim yireim emalchus. They don't fear. They don't fear. Kichoshvim, there's no government here, and kichoshvim, and there's nobody in the family to stand up, and they don't think that God Hashem sees anything. Choshvim ki akel yisbarachi in a roa ma'isa ben yadam, God Hashem does not see. Vayomra, and they say pasuk zayin, lo yireka, Hashem has no idea what's going on. Velo yavin elokei Yaakov. He doesn't understand. Doesn't understand. This is what they say. Right? The Gemara in Chagiga has a fascinating story, where there was a game of charades or pantomime that was being done in front of a certain king, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Chagiga Hemabes. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Havikoy Lebe Kesar, was in front of the Caesar. Achvile, so they were playing a game with his Apikaris. Achvile Ahu Afkirusa, Ama Dadrinu Marila Ape Mine. What happened? There was an Apikaris who was standing, and he was facing Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, and he turns around. Achvile Yodo Netuya Aleinu. And what did Rabbi Shua ben Chananya do? He stuck out his hand. So the Kesar is like, what's going on here? I'm on the Kesar of Shua, my achvilacha. So the Kesar says to Rabbi Shua Chananya, what did that other guy do? What did he mean by turning around? Amah dajunu mari la'apimine. Oh, he wanted to show that God has rejected the Jewish people, and then maybe he's chosen a new chosen people. That's what he meant by turning around. V'anamachvinale, and I showed him, yado netuya aleinu. The hand is still outstretched. Hashem is still involved. Amru leila humina. Then the Caesar privately asked, no, so what did you show him? My achvas le amad abijul amarilame. And my achvas, what did he show you? Lo yadane. He didn't know. He didn't know what the hand was. He says, you're doing a pantomime in front of the king, in front of the Caesar, and, you don't know the basics, what he's doing to you. And he went and he killed him. Amr gavard lo yada my achvid. But what's the deeper message of ama sha yaod yado natuya? Says a beautiful Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, it's based on alumnus of the tour, he quotes a halach in the tour, but he opens up our eyes. The tour quotes aveda midas is hefker, meaning if I put something in the street, then I'm mafker it. This is hefker. I put something in the street. I don't care about it. I'm being mafker it. But if I throw something off the roof, so then there's a whole discussion in the Gemara whether the person is chayiv. It's going to break anyway, but it's obviously still mine if I throw it off the roof. What's the difference between throwing something off the roof? Why isn't that hefker? Why is it only putting something in the street hefker? So says the Beis Halevi, Parshas Vayetze. There's a difference between putting it in the Rishos HaRabim, that's just forgetting about it. I don't care about it. I don't care what happens, right? But that's different than throwing it down, that I'm doing something with it, I'm breaking it, I'm smashing it. But that doesn't mean it's hefker. So he said that's what's going on here in the Chagiga Dafei. What did they say? Hashem turned his back. Hashem was aveda midas. He left us in the street. That's what Hashem is. That's what they said. Rak ze haya im HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalcha me'eretz Yisro v'lo ichbalei b'ma sheyasu hakazdim b'hem. But Rabbi Yishua b'chanani says, od yado netuya. No, it's Hashem. Hashem threw us out. But it was b'kavana. D'shalcham l'shem b'kavana miyuchedes sheyizbulu sham yisurin v'avikim ozorei kelo v'shabram deheim shalo. Beautiful. So that is the difference between aveda midah. And they say here that, you know, Hashem doesn't see, Hashem has left you, but we know, no, it's not an aveda midas. It's dafka throwing. And we say to the Rishayim, Bina Boram Ba'am, think Bina. Bina is a deeper understanding, not just what's in front of you, Chachma. Bina, Bo'arim, you fools, Uchasilim, Masai Taskila, when are you going to realize? Hanota Ozen Amo Yishma. Whoever created the ear, he doesn't hear. Im Yotzer Aina Belo Yabit, the one who created the eyes doesn't see. I understand you. The Radak here quotes the Mardavuchim, the Rambam, who says, if you have a tailor, you think a tailor can make a coat if he doesn't know what the purpose of the, doesn't realize what the purpose of the coat is? You think a nafach, a blower, if he doesn't realize what blowing is? So you think somebody can make an ear if he doesn't realize and have the ability of hearing? Im kenim haya ha'inyan asagas haru'us ne'la me'ashem v'lo yadeu v'chin asagas ha'shema. He wouldn't, a person, a being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be able to create the ear if he doesn't know about hearing. He wouldn't be able to create the eye. We have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows this. Rav Pinkus quotes a beautiful story. He says one time he was talking to a couple of little kids, 5-year-olds, and he says Hashem doesn't have eyes, Hashem doesn't have ears. So the kid says, oh, Hashem has nothing. So Rav Pinkus says, no, Hashem has everything. He doesn't have a body, but he has everything. Amarti lo, lo she'ein lo klum, yesh lo hakol. He doesn't need eyes to see or ears to hear. Hagdara zu rabim toimbo, says Rav Pinkus. Many people make a mistake here. When they try to, they think, you think Hashem doesn't have ears and eyes. That's being maktin him. No. Achateretsu yeshlo et akol. Tzrichim lisyachesi lav yizbarach shemitzad echad. Hare borer she'en lo guf lo yesigu masigi aguf. Nothing physical. Umitzad sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ra'ayon, lo philosophia, v'lo ezeshi machshava yafeh, hu ishiut ma'od bura. He is an existent being. Umuchashis haroa usano v'shamea otanu. Don't just put philosophical. Hashem is a philosophical idea. Hashem is not an idea. Hashem is a reality, and that's what these fools say. What Hashem created this? You think that he doesn't know? Hayotzer goyim alo yochiach. The one who gives musar. Hayotzer goyim alo yochiach. You don't think that he will rebuke? Right? It says the Radak. Look at history. Look at history a little bit. What happened to the Dora Mabel? What happened to the Anshe Stom? Gufres for Hashem uses anything to punish. Hamalamid adam daas. Hashem is the one who teaches man. Hashem yodea machshvos adam kihem ahaval. Hashem knows that our thoughts are hevel. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah. Hashem's knowing and our knowing are not exactly the same thing. Hashem yodea machshvos adam, but his knowledge is different. Right? As we have quoted, right? The Rambam says that you can't ask the kasha of how does Hashem know when we still have free choice, because after all, Hashem's knowledge is not ours. Hashem doesn't know beforehand. Right, says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eina yodea b'deya shi chutz mimenu kibnei adam shehein v'daitam shnayim. Elohu yizbarach shmo v'daito echad. It's all one. Vein daito shal adam yicholo lahasig davar zel boyo. We can't fully understand this. As the Navi says, lo machshavosai machshavoseichem v'lo darchechem derachai. And then, so we say here, so we don't, Hashem yodea machshavos adam, Hashem knows. I saw a beautiful thought in the Kamotzi Shel Arav. He quotes this from his father. He says, Hashem knows the thoughts of man, that the Yetzirah tells us we're nothing. Hashem knows what we think, that we can't accomplish. And that's what we have to recognize. It's not true. We have to recognize, like Rabbi Tzadok says, just like there's a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah to believe in yourself. Ve'yaminu b'Hashem uve'Moshe Avdo. And that's alluded to. Hashem yodei, Hashem knows. Ki heima havel. But we have to recognize that we're not havel. Ashrei hagever, asher tiyasrenu Ka, right? This is a continuation of the context. The Rishonim say, well, we're enjoying ourselves and the tzaddikim are having it tough. Why does tzaddikim have so many yisurin? So praised is the one that Hashem chastises and gives some yisurin, umitorascha salamdenu. And from the Torah to lamdenu and still teaches Torah. The Gemara in Brachas has a couple of limudim from this limud, right? This is the first statement in all of Shas. Rishon by Yochai. Daf Hey Amud Aleph. What does Rishon by Yochai say? Rishon by Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovas Nitnu Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Natan. Hashem gave three gifts to the Jewish people. V'kol lo nitnu ela ayde Yisurin. And they were all nitan only through blood, sweat, and tears. V'elohein Torah Eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. The first one. Torah Minayin. How do you know Torah? Shenemar. Ashri Yagev Asher Tiyasrenu Ka. Umitarascha Talamdenu. There it is. Torah and the Yisurin. Right earlier on the same daf. Right, this pasuk is the source for if one has yisurin and they're still able to learn Torah during the yisurin, it's yisurin shel ahava. This is that gemara. Rav Dessler is quoted also an important point, and that is yisurin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer yisurin on for whatever reason we don't ask why, we just ask what. But Hashem is not gozer our reaction to the yisurin. So if somebody Rachmana Litzlan gets into a certain mood. And state after, if possible, we have to try to get out of that. And if we recognize it ourselves, says Rav Dessler, that lo nigzar alav shiye ba'atzvus, shedavar maguna v'sonin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, just the ikker, yisurin, is what was nigzar, but not more than that. Right, so that's Ashri Agever, we have to try to recognize that. Lashkit lo mimei ra, what does Hashem do? To try to give us Sheket, Rashi quotes, why do we have Yisurin now? Because la'asa lavo, in days of Ra, in the days of Gehenim, we won't have it. L'hashkit lo mimei Ra, ad yikara la'rasha shachas. While the Rush is going down into his pit, the Tzaddik will have Sheket mimei Ra. Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo, v'nachalasa lo ya'azov. Hashem will never leave us. V'nachalasa lo ya'azov. Hashem will always be with us. Rav Bitterman in a sefer here on Tehillim says that, you know, somebody's walking on the beach and he sees footsteps near him. He's like, who are the footsteps? I never knew there was anybody with me. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with you. And all of a sudden, until something happens and a lion is coming towards him, and all of a sudden he looks to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footsteps. He's like, where are they? There are no more footsteps. There's only me. And Basco comes out. He's like, no, those are only my steps behind you that you see. I'm carrying you. Because at times of tzaras, Hashem is even closer. Ara tahalacha borei kavli yochal etzidcha. Ach beis atzara, mishakara va'aryeh, notal oscha haborei alav, v'lachenin charua kiim simani psios shel echad. We have to recognize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, lo yitosh Hashem, v'nachalaso lo ya'azov. Ki at tzedek yashub mishpat, v'acharav kol yishrei lev. There'll be tzedek and there'll be mishpat. The Malbim talks about tzedek and mishpat. Mishpat is exact justice. Tzedek is a little more flexibility in terms of when, if there's Erech HaPayim and in terms of there's other factors involved. So that's Tzedek and Mishpat. Ad Tzedek, ultimately, even after all the Tzedek, the Baal HaPerek says, Mishpat's going to come. Hashem is not a Vatran, right? Yevatran Ma'ohi, if anybody says that. But we have to recognize that. The Acharav Kol Yishrei Leif. Mi Yakum Li Imreim, who's gonna be, right, this is the Pashup shot, is that the person is saying, right, who's gonna be with me against these wicked people? Me is Yasev Limpo Oli Oven? Luli Hashem as Rasuli. Hashem is the only way. The Radak says, the only reason that we're still around today, after all of our enemies, right, and he only had 1,000 years since the Khorban. We have 2,000 years since the Khorban. Says the Radak, Vizela Osla Aid, Ki Akel Yisbarach Roeb Be'in Yano. How do you know Hashem sees? Ki Lule Zek Var Kalinu Kulam, right, Vihisha Amda, Lavosina Valanu. Right, the fact that we're still here, it must be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, hundreds of years ago, in his Siddur, the greatest miracle in the history of the world was not Kriyas Yamsuf the Mun, Kabbalah Satorah. The greatest miracle is that we're still here. That we're still here. It's mind-boggling that we're still here. And that's all encapsulated in this pasuk. Lule Hashem Ezrasali, Kimat Shachna Du Manafshi. I would be silent. I would be done. Interestingly, this pasuk of Miya Kumli is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. The amazing medrash at the end of Dvarim Rabbah about Moshe Rabbeinu's final days, which we can't go back into now, but if you've never seen it, it's unbelievable, where Hashem asks all the other malachim to try to bring me the neshama of Moshe, and they all refuse. Finally, Hashem has to do it, and the neshama doesn't want to come. But at the end, finally, Hashem doesn't have a choice. after the neshama of Moshe refuses to come. Ani oheves oto ve'ini rotza latzeis bimenu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu neshama tzi'el ta'achri. Right, until finally, ba'osa shah, ba'vakasha mechata nicheni b'guva shah Moshe, ba'osa shah neshaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gives Moshe's neshama a kiss, v'natal neshmaso, v'neshikas peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boche, and when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, Hashem cries, miyakum li imireyim, miyasiv li impo'al li'aven. Well, right, Hashem says, who's gonna stand up for me? Who's gonna stand up for me now that Moshe Rabbeinu is gone? Hashem, right, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is gonna be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever, but that's what this said here. If Amarti Mata Ragli, Chasach Hashem, I say my foot trips, Chasach Hashem Yisadeni, Hashem, your chesed supports me. Barov Sarap HaBekirbi, with all of my thoughts inside, Tanchumecha Yish Asher Nafshi, Hashem, your comfort helps me calm my soul. Hayachavracha Kisei Avubos, can there be Mechubar to you, anything crooked? A crooked chair, Yotzer Amalech, no. Yogodu Anevet Tzadik, they come in and get together against the Nefesh of the Tzadik, the Damnaki Yarshiyu, and by Hashem lilu miskav, Hashem is the my protection. Ve'lokai l'tzor machzi. And Hashem does what he needs to do. Vayashem aleihem asonam. Hashem gives them their due and punishes them. Barasam yatzmisim. He cuts them down. Yatzmisim Hashem elokeinu. Because we end off on somewhat of a low. It's not such a low. Hashem punishes the Rishayim, but we know there's a minug of Wednesday to start the next two psukim also, so we don't end up with yatzmisim. Or it's also on Wednesday, and we start the first two psukim of L'chon Aranana, which has us thinking about Shabbos. Either way, this is the perek that David HaMelech expresses the tzadik v'ra'al Rosh HaVetovlo. There's going to come a time when mishpat stands. Okay, we'll stop here.